End of the day, the takeaway, run by Yossi Moore, Tuesday night.
Okay, good evening. We've got a schmack of topic on tonight, and that is, it's a shaila, which I think we have many times a day, three times a day, the shaila, and we can't just overlook it just like that. And on the other hand, we need to know how to deal with this shaila. It's quite a difficult one. And that is, there's a halacha that if someone is davening Shmoneh Esrei, not to pass through a person who's davening in Dalet Amos. Now, this is actually, it's a Mefurash Gemara. It's a Mefurash Sif in Shulchan Aruch. And the shaila is how to deal with such an issa, which is already brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch comes from Gemara in Brochus, Chav Zayin, Omer Reb Shuvah Levi, that says a person who's davening, you can't pass him by Dalet Amos. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Also, Lava Kneged Amos Padlim, Vesoichar Ba'amos, he mentions there's an issa to walk in front of him. Now, there are, it's sometimes over the years I've gathered a few ill feelings that people can have when it comes to such a halacha. Firstly, you see some people after Shmoneh Esrei, they look behind them to see if someone behind them is davening. Or, you know, you see some people after davening, so they're waiting for someone to finish. So sometimes you can have a feeling that these halachas are, they're very difficult to be mekayim. Maybe we maybe I can't deal with these sort of halachas. You know, how do you deal with them? And befrat, a lot of people have heard that the issa is only so you shouldn't disturb the person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, which is also difficult to understand. Is it a chumrah? Maybe it's only a chumrah. Maybe we could be makel nowadays. These sorts of shailas, let's crack it all down, and it's worth getting to the bottom of it. On this halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch says that a person can't pass through someone who's davening, it's Yadua, the story where Moshe Feinstein was sitting in his yeshiva, in Tiferes Yerushalayim, he had a yeshiva, and he gets a phone call. But those days, the phone call cost a lot of money. It wasn't so common to get a phone call, and it cost him money, so he had to run to get the phone. But there was a person who was davening, and he didn't have any other way to get around. Moshe said, you have to wait. And the person was saying that, listen, it's costing him a lot of money. And Moshe answered, I can't go, there's a wall over there. He said to him, in halacha, it looked like there's a wall and he can't go. There's a bit of a hemshach to the story, which we discussed. They brought some books, bring down a hemshach to the story that he actually reimbursed, he paid money to the person who he had delayed. Adi Yadonish, that has to be Mimbavara. But these mices go on and on. You know, there's a Chashav Yid. There was a Chashav Yid in Yerushalayim. One of the tzaddikei Yerushalayim called Reb David Baharan. Have you ever heard of Reb David Baharan? Very famous.
That's from
Reb Baharan. Is it? I think it was named after him. Yeah, I think he named after him. Yeah, Reb David Baharan. Yeah, it's okay. Reb David Baharan. Ain of the Fenazikni Gadoli Yerushalayim. This is the David part everyone knows. And he used to Motzah Shabbos Chanukah. Everyone used to run straight away after Motzei Shabbos. Everyone used to run and try light Chanukah nair straight away, because in Yerushalayim, you know, it's a stroll. It's very chomel to make sure you do it very early, because it could well be that you have to do Meikadin the first bit of the night. And the Motzei Shabbos, everyone used to run home. Yes, this is it. That's Efshar the Shaychas. So you've got, so the Maisa, he saw someone was behind him davening, and he wasn't able to leave the shul. And he had a window right next to him. So Reb David Baharan, it was Yadua that he went home via the window. He went out the shul, out the window. He climbed up. Reb David Baharan, he got on the chair, he climbed out the window. So now, some people were choshesh that to climb out the window, there might be an issue of kosh l'shikha. So I don't remember maybe I went out a window, so I don't remember the makor for this. There doesn't seem to be a good makor that to climb out a window should be an issue. If I can't, they actually asked Ruchan Kineski if there's any makor for this. So climbing out the window doesn't seem to be any issue with climbing out the window. I can put it back to our case over here. When a person goes through the halacha and you see that when someone's davening, then he's davening and you can't get through, it's a bit of a stalemate. On the other hand, we have to know how to deal with it, with this halacha, because I want to tell you something, it's not as bad, not as hard as we think it is. And I'm going to show you why. Let me just show you why. Why can't you pass through someone davening? The Mogen Avraham says the reason, because of the kavona. that when you pass through him, then you're disturbing him in his davening. It's also a Musa Haskell. You're disturbing, we have to be careful not to disturb. So the Bala Musa get busy. If I have to make sure that not to disturb Yanam, then Koshkin, the person himself, has to make sure not to be disturbed. And you can imagine the Bala Musa, say, with the telephones and everything, even if it's on silent. Obviously, you can see there's a lot of Musa to take out of that as well. That's how the Mughal of Rome understands. That you shouldn't disturb someone else. Someone actually said, what do you mean disturb? If he sees me looking around every so often, you know, making sure to see if he's finished, it's disturbing him more, knowing that the person in front is looking every few seconds, yeah, to see if he's finished. Just do the three steps and don't bother me, right? He's middle of Rafaelo, right? So he wants to take his time. Reb Shlomo Zalman already picks up on this point, and he says, we can't make cheshbonos. Chazal made the chazal. Reb Shlomo Zalman is the one to say, we can't make these cheshbonos, and fit Shalom al Israel. So that's regarding the first svara. There's another reason. It's good to know the reasons, you'll see why. The Chai Odom says a different reason is because of Shechina. That means when a person's davening, he's talking to the Shechina, and the Shechina is there. So if you walk in front of him, you're so to speak like bumping into the Shechina, like pushing the Shechina. It's like there's a bit of a clash. This is also Moedig Musa Haskell, because the Shulchan Aruch says it applies to everyone. Now, I'm sure you know of people which are not the biggest tzaddikim, which are davening, and a filahochi you can't cross it because he's talking to the Shechina, and the Shechina is there. There's also a grace of Musa Haskell that you see from the Chai Odom, that to walk through is because you're literally pushing the Shechina, give room for the Shechina, like by a bris. We have to make a chair for Eliyahu HaNavi. So if someone sits in the chair of Eliyahu HaNavi, it feels wrong because he's officially there. So the same thing when it comes to the Shechina, to push him away, to push out the Shechina, is also not so gushmak. Okay, let's break it down. Let's break this down, and I'll show you that it's very easy to keep the row of cases, are very easy to keep this halacha. Because at first glance, it looks very, very difficult. How much of the area of four amas are we including? The Mughal of Rome says it applies to the whole entire semicircle, the whole half a circle of the person who's davening. So I'm davening over here. It applies to all the four amas. Four amas is just under 2 meters. It's quite a bit. But 2 meters of a whole entire semicircle. According to the Mughal of Rome, it's a shrek halacha. This halacha is very hard to be mekayem. Don't forget, if you've got a minion over here in this room, and someone's place is over here, and he wants to daven at the aisle, and he wants to cross through these four rows of daveners, right? So according to the Mughal of Rome, when he passes through the first table, just after that, he's just passed through 2 people davening, and then another 2 people davening, another 2. He's passed through already 8 people davening until he gets to his seat. Listen to the Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba is choylik on the Mughal of Rome. The Eliyahu Rabba says it doesn't include the entire entire semicircle. It's limited to just the line in front of the person davening. It's very limited. It's just the line of the width of that person davening all the way on Dalad Amos, and it stops at the end of just under 2 amos. 2 meters. Not behind, not on the side. According to Eliyahu Rabba, picture this. You've got a long shul with tens of rows, and your seat is at the front. And you come inside, and you walk past one row, another row, all the people davening on the aisles, and you don't pass through the front of the davener, just on the side of the davener, you've got no problem. Absolutely mutter. Not only is it the shit of the Eliyahu Rabba, who's chaylik in the Mughal of Rome, but Beis Yosef, the one who wrote Shulchan Aruch, he is of the opinion, like the Eliyahu Rabba, he also holds that minatzah, there's no problem, it's only to cross through the line in front. You've got the Aruch HaShulchan that says, Ein Noeg, and we don't really take on like the Mughal of Rome. So again, the Shabura brings both, but the Maisa, he keeps on being Mekul whenever you can, when there's a Tzoruch. So if a person has in his mind the Eliyahu Rabba, you're doing very well, I'll tell you why. Because not only can he come through the whole shul, through many rows, what happens if there's someone on the aisle that's davening, and you want to now step in, not only passing through, you want to even step into the line. I ask you, is the Eliyahu Rabba who says you can't pass through, is it completely passing through? What happens if a person wants to step into the line? He doesn't want to pass through the line. This is so shkiach. A person goes all the way down the aisle, and then he wants to slip into his seat, which is on the aisle, and he wants to do 3 steps forward. He's not going to go backwards and forwards, unless he just wants to go in his place. He wants to go into his place, which is in front of a davener. So he's going to be cutting into a davener, but not passing through. the Elirabba is also okay with that. It's okay, can you imagine, passing on the side of many daveners, that's not a problem, and even if you want to step right in front of a davener, just want to step in front, that is mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, that's okay. Mishnah Berurah means Mogen Avraham says it's a problem to go connected down there. Then he says, the Elirabba says it's okay, v'lamoid muta afila lefonov, even to stand in front of him. So you've got a case where a person comes into shul, everyone's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he comes straight through all the people, and he can even go step into your place. Okay. Not only that, when you finish davening, and you, let's say a person looks behind, and there's someone standing right behind him. According to the Mogen Avraham, you're stuck. You have to wait for him to finish. According to Elirabba, if I arrange that I do my Oysa Shalom straight out of his line, yeah, then I'm fine. I can do my Oysa Shalom. According to Elirabba, side to go in is fine, side to go out is fine. So where according to the Elirabba is there a problem? Only to pass through the line, the entire line. Right? So you cut through his line. Let's say he's standing behind me, just a bit to my right, and I want to go into his line, do Oysa Shalom like that. So now I've passed through his line. That is going to be an issue. That's already Taka brought down in the posting not to do that. But it's very limited. Because if a person is sitting in front of someone who's davening, and next to the person behind him, it's free. So really, according to Elirabba, a person can do Oysa Shalom. Now, if you can get the Mogen Avraham, fine. But it's, if a person has in his mind, Elirabba, you want to get this, but see lots of persons like this, you're doing very well, okay? So now, next, so you know, where is the Negea, besides for cutting into the line? I guess when a person has done Shemoneh Esrei, and then in a row behind him, someone is davening a bit further down, so he can't pass. Obviously, to pass through, that would be a problem. Okay, so let's say he's waited for the person to finish Shemoneh Esrei. Now, he comes all the way to the back of the shul, and there's someone who's davening right by the entrance. There's someone davening right by the entrance. Can you pass through this person, or could he say that it's a bit of a problem? So the Daz Torah, who's the Marsham, Rav Shlomo Shadron's grandfather, also called Rav Shlomo Shadron, he brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea that speaks about a keva. The Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if a keva is... There's a person which is buried in a place which is Mazik the Tzibul. It's in the Rishus Rabban. It's Mazik the Tzibul. The Shulchan Aruch says it can be uprooted. Usually a kev is not allowed to be uprooted. This can be uprooted. It says Masham over here, and a person should be able to cross through. Maisa, the Ma'ir on that. It's not much of a raya to say that you can cut through someone davening. It does tell you that maybe you should be able to lift him up and move him somewhere else. But it doesn't necessarily tell you that you should be able to cut through. So the poskim do say a maskona like this, that if it's not accepted in that shul to daven in the entrance, a lot of shuls, you can't stand by the door and stand daven there. So if it's not accepted, then the poskim want to be making on that one. But where it is in a type of shul, especially shtibloch, where it's sort of accepted to be overloaded, people know they come to a shtibloch, some nuts over there. So then it's accepted, and then if he's allowed to be there, then why shouldn't the halacha apply? So that can get tricky. I must admit, that this is where it can get tricky. Usually the Oysa Shalom's, even if a person's right behind you, you can get around it. But when you have, it gets a bit problematic when a person's taka standing in the wrong place, that can get taka problematic. So, yeah, even if he starts later, you're gonna have that issue. Okay, now, so, then, let's go on to the next. A few points I just want to say, and that is, so you've got the Rishus HaRabim. What happens if, let's say the person who you want to pass, let's say he's got his eyes closed, right? So he's got his eyes closed, he's got his talis over his eyes, so now you can start already playing around with the reasons. If the reason is Mishum Kavona, maybe you can get around. But if the Shechina, then there's going to be a problem whether his eyes are open or closed. The Maaseh would be a lot again as Machmir on that bit. I'll tell you why, it's very interesting, he says, because even if you learn Mishum Kavona, that the reason is because you're going to disturb his Kavona, it could well be, even with his eyes closed, if you pass by, also going to affect his Kavona. The Kaf HaChaim writes, because Kavona, a person feels when a person goes past, and Fakir, they want to say, a person even more so feels the Kavona if his eyes are closed, so he gets a bit nervous. So okay, Yesh Lodon, so that, the Bialok already tries to be machmir on that, so the eyes closed itself, is in itself going to be a bit of an issue. This is an interesting one. Sometimes you have a person davening on the aisle, let's say next to a sforim shrunk, and you're just passing into the shul, and you want to get a sefer, you want to get a Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah is right in front of him, next to the person davening. Now you yourself are not going to pass through his line. You're not intending to pass through his line. You just want your hand to pass through his line to get the Mishnah Berurah and go. Can you be maver your hand in front of the Mizpalel, Dalad Amos, without you yourself going? What would you say? Call it like the Gemara says, Bia b'miksa shmo bia. Is it considered if a person like to go into the Beis HaMikdash Batuma, right? So the person already declare about, you know, putting your hand in. Is miksas bia by just putting one of your hands inside just to fetch a sefer, would that be considered an infringement of this halacha? So the Maaseh, the Pesukim are machmir on this point. They say that it's going to be mevatel the kavana. But there's such a geshmak svara, which I saw brought down, which I found it even quite a funny thought. He says like this. He wants to say that's okay. Why? Listen to such a chav. He says, according to the Magen Avraham, you can't pass through even on the side. It's the whole entire semicircle. So he says like this. If you have two people next to each other, right, they're davening as they, right? How can one of them do moedim? When you do moedim, your head goes further down, right? So it's going in the area of where the Magen Avraham says that you can't go in, right? Imagine two people next to each other, and you bow your head. And according to the Magen Avraham, it's Nishka, right? You can see Nishka, right? But I found an interesting rayon he wanted to say, but the Maaseh, the Pesukim are machmir that it's going to disturb Kavona. If it disturbs Kavona, that's not so gushmak. Okay, then, this I find a bit of a chiddush. This I saw in the Sefer called, the very good Sefer, Arba Amos Shel Tefillah, which is Miyuchad on this in these in Yonim. He says, what happens if you are standing, you're waiting for someone to finish Shemoneh Esra, and a Siddur falls down? Can you be mavir? Can you cross past someone who is davening to pick up a siddur from the floor? And he said you have to. It's ashanisht. Yeah, because it's bizon. On one hand, you have a bizon asefa. On the other hand, to be over an isa derabbanon is we don't find that a person can be over an isa derabbanon. Actually, Mishnah Berurah Taka mentions about a person, when a person is davening, then only if it disturbs his kavana. The Mishnah Berurah says only if it disturbs his kavana, knowing that there's a safe on the floor, can he be makel? But if not, then he should leave it as it is. So too over here, to be lavel if ne'am mispalel, he wants to say, person should leave the safe as it is. Can you imagine? You've got a person davening, he wants to pick up the safer. No, there's someone davening. So moediger is a geshmak halacha to take into account. Now, the person do say that when it comes to real mitzvahs, mitzvah the rabbim, and it's a mitzvah yveres, let's say you have the typical case is, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very negea. You have a kohen that wants the duchen, and his next door neighbor behind him, the road behind, next door neighbor, he's still in the middle of davening, and he wants to pass by, and he wants, because he wants the duchen, so there's the shalom, they have it the whole time. The place are okay with it, it's a mitzvah, the rabbim, they call it a mitzvah, the rabbim, so they're okay to be over this issa of lav lefneam ispalel because of the mitzvah, the rabbim. You have a similar case when a person gets up to, gets an aliyah. A person gets an aliyah, let's say there's no one to go for the omud. Or if a person gets an aliyah, the person can say he should go straight, he doesn't even have to go around the long way, because the halacha, in the halacha state in Kuf Memal of Siv Zion says that a person should actually go the quickest way. It's a cover that, so the person say a person can actually be over level if now mispalel in order to make sure he gets the quickest way. It's interesting, the person say that also when a person, a child, if a, oh yeah, the other vaka is like a problem, yeah, but when it comes to a child who needs to be taken out of shul, the person also say that's considered a mokum rabbim, because when it comes to a rabbim, that's going to be okay.